Hello?
Hello, may I sp am I speaking to Mr. Alan Ball?
You are certainly.
I hope it's not too early. My name is Mohini. I actually have a UK intermediate amateur license, but I don't live in the UK. I'm wondering if it is would be legal to go on the air, for me to go on the air and ask Hams if they can look for my father, see if he's okay. And is that something I can ask? Because you're not supposed to ask commercial things, but I don't operate. I just want to not violate the rules, keep the etiquette.
Okay, so you've got an international license, you say?
The UK one. I don't know if it's allowed in Ireland, but I can use Hamsphere. I think I can use Hamsphere without my license. I don't know if I'm allowed to use it in Ireland.
So I'm a bit confused. You have a UK license, did you say?
Yeah.
Do you know what grade or license it is?
Well, it's intermediate. It's 2E0.
Oh, intermediate. Charlie Bravo
Tango. Charlie Bravo Tango. 2E0 Charlie Bravo Tango.
Oh, right. Okay. That's definitely a UK call sign. Yes. So where are you? You're saying you've got an English license. So you're in Ireland, did you say?
Yeah, I'm in Dublin. Yeah.
In Dublin. Okay. Yeah, that's a very good question, actually. Yes, no,
My father is in your area, and I mean, I don't operate, but I can do, because I can use Hamsphere even if I'm not allowed to use my license, because I think Hamsphere does not require a license.
No, that's right, yes. Yes, you should be able to use that. Let's see. If you're trying to use an international license, you have the international license is relevant for people who've got a HAREC, as it's called, HAREC,
yeah,
conformant license, or the intermediate. I don't think that is conformant. It's got to be a full license, I think, to be able to use it. You'd have from operating within Southern Ireland. Dublin's in Southern Ireland, isn't it? You'd have to have a You'd have to specify an EI prefix. That'd be EI/2E0. But I don't think you can do that unless you have a full license. I'm pretty sure that's right.
So I can use Hamsphere, but I'm wondering if it's okay to ask Hams if they can look for my father. He's 91 and his license is M0EEF. I mean, it's a full license. And he's not operating. He's not doing very well. He might be bedridden, but my sister isn't telling me if he's alive or dead. No, alive or dead. And I've got a problem with my sister. She's
okay.
And I've contacted social service. I contacted the police, and I've also contacted the ambassador to Ireland. But I haven't got any answers, and I'm just thinking about publishing. And is it legal for me to ask Hams in that area, because you're in Hampshire, but she is living in Tadley with my sister. Okay, it's near Basingstoke with my sister. And he has a home in West Yorkshire, but he's too sick to stay there. My mom has died, and he's not able to. I think he can't even walk. So his last name was March, and he has breathing problems because of his heart failure, because of his class type 1 diabetes, and he is getting to be 91. So he isn't very well, and I would like to, they're not letting me enter the UK, so I'm getting like a judicial review to try to enter the UK. Meanwhile, I want to track down my dad and see if he's alive. He's staying with my sister, and there is no law in contacting my dad, because my sister has an injunction. It was a trumped up case. It's 12 years old, but she's got an injunction against, but it's only that he's our common dad, and I have a right to contact him. So when he was by himself, he was speaking to me, and he was afraid of speaking to me when my sister is around. And I've told a lot of people. I've told the local, you know, the government, local councillor, and like everybody knows me. And I'm just wondering if I can get Hans to go around. They can't really, you know,
the number you have called is not recognized. Please check the number and.
Hey, it was some wrong number that was dialing. Is it legal? Is it allowed? Can I ask Hams if they can do a live investigation on my dad?
I can understand your problem. Yeah, well, I think the best thing you could do, have you come across a website called QRZ?
Yes.
Okay, if you looked him up on there.
Well, I have a QRZ account, but currently my email account was hacked in. I'm trying to change my QRZ email address, so I've told them I'll send them my ID. So I'm trying to, I've just emailed QRZ because they have a database on AMS.
Right. I mean, you don't need to log into QRZ to get the status information, but anything like more than that, like an address or things like that, you actually do need to log in, as you say. But he should be able to get a status message on whether he's still with us or whatever.
No, but my father is not on the database. But
oh, sorry. I thought you said your father was licensed.
He has a license, but he's not on the database. It's M0EF. His license is M0EEF. But I logged in several months ago, and I couldn't find him in the regional database.
Okay. I don't know. I can look up his call sign, certainly try and find more information, but I'm not at a suitable point at the moment where I can do that. Perhaps you could call me back later and I'll have a look in the meantime and see if I can find out anything.
Okay, and thanks.
Okay, M0EEF, you said.
Yeah, Echo Echo Foxtrot.
That's it, lovely. Okay, right, do that. Please do that, yes.
Indeed. Thank you. Okay. Thank you very much. Bye.